Recent reports from the VA Office of Inspector General have found evidence of wait time record manipulation at the VA in Manchester, and that has drawn criticism from some lawmakers, including Republican U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte. Earlier today, Ayotte met with Manchester VA Hospital Director Danielle Ocker to discuss the issue, and she joins me now. Welcome, Senator Ayotte.
Glad to.
So you met with Manchester VA Director Danielle Ocker earlier today. What did you hope to learn from her?
What I learned from Director Ocker is that, first of all, the Inspector General report that came out this week, she takes it very seriously. I was glad to hear that. But the information that was in that report was that the scheduling and the waitlist data at Manchester has been manipulated and or not properly reported as early as 2012. So it does, this information does date back to this investigation several years. They did make changes at the time to make sure that that would not happen any further. Since she has become the new director there, she has also put in further steps to make sure, meeting with the schedulers, make sure they're accurately reporting information given from veterans on how quickly they're getting responded to for care and for appointments. And so I felt that it was important she was able to tell me today what steps they had put into place to make sure that this would not happen again. She also pointed out that the VA system as a whole has the scheduling system is very difficult to use and can be confusing. The VA is going to be changing that system, and I think that's important. It needs to be a more transparent, easier to use, simpler system to make sure that we're accurately tracking how long our veterans are in the system to make sure that we don't have veterans waiting, really waiting for care when they shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm. So did you walk away from today's meeting feeling confident that veterans today are being scheduled in an appropriate manner?
I felt confident that the systems are in place today are different from what was found, that there's more that the new director is holding people accountable. I still think there needs to be improvements because I think we could have a better system in place. And the director pointed that out to me today overall on how this data is kept, how it is tracked, and to make it simpler and more transparent. So I think that is a system improvement that can be made. But in terms of how it's being done today, they have put in more steps to make sure that it is not being manipulated. They are having regular meetings with the schedulers to verify how they're taking in the information from our veterans. So I was certainly pleased to hear that and that they were taking this very, very seriously. I think overall, of course, there can always be more improvements, and I was very glad to talk to the director about that and also that she's very open to us all working together to make sure that we're properly serving our veterans.
Shifting gears, Senator Ayotte, recently in Politico, you were quoted as saying Governor Maggie Hassan has questions to answer regarding the teacher at Phillips Exeter Academy who allegedly had an inappropriate sexual relationship with a student. What are those questions Governor Hassan needs to answer?
Well, I would just say, listen, I mean, I think we all learned in the last day, certainly following the story, that there's further investigations being conducted by the Exeter Police Department. And that's where I think the focus has to be, making sure that students are safe and that we allow them to fully conduct that investigation. And to me, that's where the focus has been. I think where focus needs to be. And I will say, having served as Attorney General to see more of these allegations coming forward, that's important that we support victims and that they feel comfortable coming forward, that they will have that support, that there be transparency on the campus about this issue. And, obviously in terms of Governor Hassan, her husband was the principal at the time. I think that I just hope that she will answer any questions that she's asked about it.
But what questions are there? What questions should she answer?
Well, again, I think that I don't obviously know all the facts. If you look at the situation, even in what has happened so far, You know, she's given several statements. Some of them are different. And so I think it's important just that she clarify and give it and offer as much information as she can about this matter. But most importantly, I think the focus has to be on supporting the efforts of the police in Exeter to make sure that they're able to fully conduct what they need to do and that there's transparency with the student body.
So not to belabor this, but I do want to ask once more, what issues should she clarify? If she's given inconsistent answers, which ones should she clarify?
I just think that, again, to be clear, that she should just make any questions that are posed to her by anyone that is involved in looking at this matter. I just would hope that obviously she would make sure that she answers those questions, and I'm sure she will.
Senator Ayotte, thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.